Welcome, and welcome those who are watching online. My name is Pastor Frank Ricci.
Be the good. She goes, because wherever there is good, there is God. And I wonder, when we look through this picture of Nadine's life, what it looks like peering out into the world through these eyes, to be the good, instead of complaining about what we don't have and what we need or what we want, and don't get confused. If we spend our lives striving to be the good in the community, focusing on what God has already provided us, then we can become God's children and live into God's design for our lives. We can spend a lot of time thinking about what we don't have. Not enough money, not enough friends, right? Not enough retirement. We can look out into the desert of our future with fear and anxiety and wonder and worry. We can look out into that wilderness and see the pillar of cloud that is God that leads us, guides us, and strengthens us as we move forward. I don't think we've traveled very far from our Israelite brothers and sisters. But if we're willing to look through the eyes of like someone like Nadine Flathouse and be the good, be the very presence of God in the world, then there'll be an overwhelming response of God providing our daily bread, of God providing exactly what we need to survive. I don't know if we'll ever learn this lesson. We'll probably complain tomorrow and maybe even this afternoon. But if we go forward with an attitude of gratitude in our hearts, thankful for the bountiful blessings that God has already provided, then we're one step closer to living into that nation of God's chosen children. Because God has already provided us our daily bread. More than enough. More than enough each and every day. So go and be the good.